This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
And now, let's get back to Barely Legal with Robin Earle and David Spada. Whoa. Okay, we're back here with the Barely Legal Show. My name is Robin Earle. I'm the former player for the Chicago Bears. I got my partner in here, attorney at law, David Spada. And man, I tell you what, David, we've had a good round with Jeff Swartz talking about the monsters of the mid-morning now, I guess, coming back. And what a great chat we had with Kenny Margin. And of course, now we got on the line one of my really favorite guys. I think I want to mention Randy behind the glass here. I think he's making a quick call here to get Bobby Douglas on board with us here and give us the update. But let's talk briefly about NFL.
I think I'm on.
Oh, you Bobby.
There's Bobby.
There he is. All right. Hey, we got the good old number 10. Good old number 10 quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Came in the league in 1969 and had a 12-year career in the National Football League. And how you doing, Bobby?
Doing great, Robin. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing terrific.
We're doing great. What did you think of Tebow last night?
I thought he looked very good. I've liked him all along as an athlete. Great athleticism, great size and physicality, which I think translates to an excellent quarterback in the NFL. He threw the ball, I thought, very well last night. Threw a couple bad picks, but interceptions. But you know, he's got all the tools.
Yeah. Hey, do you think, Bobby, that if both Sam Bradford and Tebow come out next, this next spring, do you think who do you think will get drafted first?
Well, everybody's saying Bradford, so I suppose you got to go along with what they're saying. I read the paper, and everybody thinks Bradford's probably going to be the first pick. I'd take Tebow.
Tebow to Detroit? I'd hate to see him end up there.
Bradford was going to Detroit, you know.
Yeah.
Tebow is going to need a little more time, but he's throwing a pro-style offense. It's a little different because they use him in different ways. But if you can imagine him playing in the NFL in the red zone, I call the red zone inside the 30 personally, but everybody else says it's the 20. I think he could cause a lot of problems in the NFL, and I think he's durable enough to do a few things with his running ability and not get hurt.
You know, he's, we were just talking before he came on the air here with Kenny Margin, and you know, he brings so many intangibles to the table. You know, I mean, he's just so focused, and you know, man, I would have loved to have, you know, of course, I had the opportunity to play with Warren Moon as a, in college. Warren was a little bit more quiet, you know, kind of a quiet leader, where Tebow was a little bit more outspoken, you know. When you played with Kansas, Bobby, how were you? You were you a pretty vocal guy?
No, I wouldn't consider myself real vocal. I was competitive, so I didn't really have to be very vocal. I was pretty physical and competitive, and therefore that comes out with your teammates. I didn't have anybody that was going to jump all over me or anything.
Sure.
Or
sure.
I'd get in a fight with him. So it was a different thing, something that they wouldn't do today. I mean, there was a lot more fighting back when we played, Robin.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah. Of course, these guys are making so much money, I guess they don't want to get in a fight and get hurt. Actually, they're intelligent. I wouldn't do that if I was them either. But, you pretty much demonstrated your physicality when you played, and I think if you were respected for that, then you know that would be an intangible. I'm not big on intangibles.
Okay.
So I think you have to start with a guy that's got physical ability, athletes,
guys, the guy that can make all the throws and read coverages and intelligent, et cetera. Yeah.
If someone can't teach you to read coverages, you need to get rid of the coach. Anybody can read a coverage in the NFL. There are guys that do some aspects of it a little better, might read it a little quicker, so on and so forth. But I don't, if you go back and look at all the stats, anybody that plays with poor offensive lines or plays with poor teams throws quite a few interceptions, and when your team wins and everything else, you don't throw them. So I don't think that's – I think we exaggerate how much reading a quarterback does. When you can practice now 12 months a year, there shouldn't be any excuse for somebody making a wrong read. It's going to happen.
Right.
Maybe somebody makes two or three more bad reads in a season than another guy, but I don't think it's significant. I think learning the position is much more important, and I think good coaching does that, and that's part of teaching people how to read the defenses based on how you want to run your offense.
Bobby, didn't they try to make you like a running back or wide receiver when you came into the NFL?
No, they really didn't. That was all newspaper talk. Never once asked me to change positions. I told them in my first year when I wasn't playing that I'd love to play. If they wanted me to play something else, I would. As you know, when you came in the league, and I came in '69, you didn't come in to play. You came in to be a backup quarterback for a year or two.
Sure.
I was lucky enough, after four games, the Bears weren't playing very well, and I started. But before that, I mentioned, in fact, I went down on a kickoff and on a couple kickoffs, and mm-hmm. I think made some other decisions and said, well, we'd liable end up playing him, so we better not do that. So, no, nobody ever, the fact is I was a good athlete. I could do things, probably could have played another position, as Robin did. He switched positions. Good athletes have the ability to play other positions in the NFL, maybe even more so now because of the speed. And I could run a little bit, so I could have probably played, I think, linebacker, and my best position would have been tight end.
Gotcha. We're talking with Bobby Douglas, one of the real popular quarterbacks, former players with the Bears. When you think of
I don't go too far.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to butter you up here a little bit, but when you talk quarterbacks, you talk the people that the people in Chicago, fans of course, and they're the greatest fans in the world, about our athletes and our Chicago Bears. But when you talk quarterbacks, you think of Sid Luckman, you think of a Bobby Douglas, you think of a Jim McMahon. Those three come to mind. I mean, those are the only three that come to my mind.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. So
I do have a lot of people recognize me, and I think most of that was because of the style that I played. Obviously, we didn't win when I played. I did play with some great players, and they didn't win either.
Well, you had Gil Sayers at the later part of your career. Gil Sayers. You had Dick Butkus.
Gil Sayers, yep. Dick Butkus. They did. I think win a division their rookie year possibly, but then we didn't have a lot of success after that. Some of that was due to some financial situations and the changing of the league, the old AFL
right.
coming in, and they were spending actually more money, and I don't know, there were a lot of little things that we don't have time to get into that affected the Bears at that time. But the Bears today are spending as much as anybody. In fact,
yes, they are.
They're going after players like anybody else. And you have to have the players. That's why you see that's why you see one team becoming a better,
right.
Face it, there's so much parity.
So much parity. Right.
From the financial situation. It's great for the sport, and, we all love watching the NFL.
Well, if the NFL commissioner had his way, he would love everyone to finish 8-8. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The way the schedule's set, if you have a poor year, you're not going to play as tough a schedule and so forth and so on. But, Dave brought up a very interesting stat here as we're getting ready to go into the playoffs, into the second round. Did you know that the top three offenses did not make the NFL playoffs, where the top three defenses in the league did make the playoffs? And it just goes to show, offense scores points, defense wins championships.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt you have to have. If you want one or the other, if you have your druthers, you're going to take a team that dominates defensively. Number one, you're going to get more consistency out of defenses than you do offenses. That's just a fact. But, that doesn't surprise me, mm-hmm. that stat. The way they play offense in the NFL today actually makes it much more of a fluctuating situation from year to year. You know, just because, you know, you throw the ball, everybody can throw the football today because they've spread the field out. Linemen are holding compared to what they did 20, 25 years ago. I don't mean to get too technical.
but they do. Every play you could call a holding call if you
exactly.
wanted to.
And,
you know?
And the game's been opened up for more offense. And so, you know, everybody can put up some offense. I mean, you know, records are broke. Every year they break records offensively. But the teams that win are the ones that, as you said, that play very consistent defense. I mean, you look at Baltimore, which is going to go into Tennessee this week. I mean, they just pound you on defense.
Yep.
They're winning with a rookie quarterback. So no question about it. And, of course, that's what the Bears are trying to do here. I give them a lot of credit. They just had some people this year that didn't step up and probably play as well as they need to.
Right. You know, it kind of surprised me, too, you know, when the Bears wrapped up their season a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, then all the evaluations. And you got Angelo, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, get up at the podium there. And I just, you know, I had to sit there and listen to him and say, well, now they've finally said that the quarterback position has to be reviewed, and now they've figured it out that in order to make it to the playoffs that they've got to have a top quarterback. I just, you know, Bobby, of course, you never know what the Chicago Bears are going to do from day to day, but in your opinion, where would be the most blaring spot that the Bears need to fill for the 09 campaign?
Well, they have to get a wide receiver. I'd say maybe the second thing is another cornerback, safety, whatever, corner. Safety seemed to be making a lot of difference today and as they did last week in the games. But I would say right now they need a big play guy. They need a consistent wide receiver, and there's quite a few of them out there. Guys that can make plays for you.
Yep.
I wouldn't go out and draft a quarterback in the first round. I think I'm not saying Orton's going to be the answer, but he does some things well,
mm-hmm.
and he's matured with this offense. And I think right now that they don't need to go out and get a quarterback. So that I'll say for sure. Orton, I thought, although after he got hurt, he didn't play as well. Now he doesn't have the athleticism I'd love to see somebody in Chicago have. I think it's important when you get into weather and you get into some of the situations that you play with in Chicago, or you got to go to Green Bay, or of course now you don't have to go to Detroit or Minnesota and play in these weather conditions. So
right,
not as important
right.
as it was, but yeah, I'd say wide receiver.
Do you think that you know, in the draft coming up this year, David, as we're going through the list here and so forth, is there a wide receiver to, now we'll probably be drafting what about
we're drafting draft 17, 18.
17 or 18.
But there's right. a free agent out there, Antoine Bolden. Bring him in, give him whatever he wants, pair him up with Devin Hester, and pick up a third receiver. Like Bobby was saying, I think he'll be fine. Get that receiver. What scares me is the Bears have the most money of any NFL team dedicated to their defense, and the money's tied up in Tommy Harris, Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, and those cornerbacks. And that scares me because Tommy Harris is 25, 26 years old, and I think his knee shot, and his whole thing was speed, trying to get to the quarterback. And look at Brian Urlacher. He got beat over the middle the last game of the year. He couldn't catch up with the ball. So I think, again, they got to redo this defense and get one of the top defenses. And then, like Bobby was saying, like Kyle play quarterback. I mean, get someone else to back him up who's athletic and just run the ball, pound the ball, and play good defense.
Yeah, the Bolden thing would be an obvious, you know, maybe in free agency and forth. I'm just pulling up the wide receivers here online a little bit.
You got Crabtree?
You got Crabtree coming out that may last to the middle round.
Four or five guys out there. I think they can get someone in the first or second round. But, you know, you really do have to take the best player available when you get down to that situation. I think you can take, you know, a quarterback if you need one early who might not even be as good a prospect as maybe a running back,
mm-hmm.
Because they last longer. There's a lot of things that, by the way, you know, I'm not an expert at this because I don't watch film every day. I know that I've done that in the past, and you really need to be down on the field watching guys to see what kind of abilities they have. So I can't tell you completely what happened with the Bears defense. I would agree with most of that. I don't think Urlacher is lost that many, that much of a step. He's lost a little step. Urlacher's not the guy that is making a difference. They have to get a pass rush. And if Tommy Harris's knee is bad and is going to, then obviously that's a big mistake. I don't know how you rectify some of that. They've got some money tied up in some people, and
absolutely
They're in trouble if those players don't start playing.
Gotcha. I got a suggestion. He gets out of jail in August. Bring Michael Vick in here. Let him play quarterback.
That would do it. Hey, Bobby, we're running out of time. And thanks for coming on board with us, talking some Bear football. It's our passion. And good luck with you. And I'll be talking to you when I get off the air here.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate your calling and hope to see you guys soon.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby. Right. And that wraps it up for the day. We want to thank all our sponsors. It's the Barely Legal Show. David Spada, Robin Earl. We'll talk to you next week.
Hopefully at 9 a.m.
The next time you're in the coffee aisle in the grocery store, pick up a can of Stewart's Coffee. You're probably asking yourself, why Stewart's? Because Stewart's roasts only the finest beans and grinds those beans to perfection. By using the finest beans, you'll get a more consistent taste. This is the reason Stewart's has been around since 1912. Consistency and quality. Still family-owned and operated? You'll know Stewart's Coffee because of its plaid can. You'll find cheaper coffee on the store shelves, but not the quality of Stewart's. Remember, you get what you pay for. Coffee's good, but Stewart's Coffee is so good.
The commercial critics claim that you should never start with a question. They might be right, but the heck with those so-called critics. So I'm going to start by asking the listeners two very important questions. Question one, how many millions of people have a home phone and or cell phone in the Chicagoland area? Question two, how many would like to have unlimited calling from their home phone and cell phones for only $24.95 a month with no credit checks, no deposits, or contracts to sign? Well, if you're like me, the only answer I can come up with is a resounding yes to both questions. Hi, Robin Earl here, and I'd like to introduce you to Liberty International and the massive rollout of WiMAX, which is going to happen very soon to the Chicagoland area. What is WiMAX, you say? Well, all I know is WiMAX is the fourth generation, or 4G as the techies call it, of wireless technology. It is designed to enable high-speed mobile internet access. Experts predict that by the end of 2010, the United States will have over 140 million subscribers to this new WiMAX technology. So what does all this mean and how does it benefit you? Well, by going on the Liberty International phone service for only $24.95 a month, and remember, there's no tax, no deposits, no credit checks or contracts to sign, and when you refer three friends or neighbors to our service, your phone service is totally free. You will never have to write a check to your home phone or cell phone provider ever again. If you'd like further information about Liberty International and the incredible opportunity it provides, please give me a call at 224-515-0500 or visit my website at robinearl.net. Again, that's 224-515-0500 or my website at robinearl.net. Get a hold of me. The only thing you got to lose is your phone bill.